we are, as you know, you are the guinea pig batch for staff dev. And we've seen some good things and some things that we're going to improve, and we're going to incorporate some of those here. Some things you can look forward to in the next six sessions that we're going to have are Paul Barker's usual stuff, New Testament Foundations. We added systematic theology second semester, if you guys will remember. Now we're adding church history to this one, all right? So we'll be having that. He'll be alternating between three things. So, huwag kayong maskitso, no? Pero abangan nyo na lang na minsan nag-New Testament tayo, tapos systematic, tapos church history. And I think we're gonna find, as we do that, na nag-bleed in together yung mga discussion na yun. When we talk about systematic theology, we see in church history why those theological decisions were important and that kind of thing. So that's half of our course. And then the other half will be other practical stuff. We will be getting Alex Castillo again. This time, I think what we saw from his class last year, it was really good, except it was really a lot of things to process at the same time. And so what we're going to be doing is we asked him to come again, but this time to do a shorter and more in-depth study, a slower study of the stuff, no? So he'll be coming back to do that. So we have Alex for that. We also have, hopefully we're trying to get Pastor Steve Merle, because he's really improved the Four Eyes discussion to teach that to us, as well on developing leaders. And Jojo Henson on using your spiritual gifts, and a few other lessons like that. Today we have another very practical lesson that we're going to be hearing. It's about handling volunteers. And really, when it came to handling volunteers, there are a few people on our list that we really wanted to learn from. And Pastor Mark is one of them. Pastor Mark Tusoy has been a kids pastor here at the fort for a while. And how many years now, Pastor Mark? 2000? Well, before that, you were in Alabang, though. So, pag-ganong-ganong kayo. Kasi nag-fort ka, tapos Alabang, tapos back to the fort. He has with him Larry with Victory Green, who's our kids pastor there. Some of you guys know Larry. And Brandon Manalasas, one of our top volunteers here for Kids Church at the Fort, who is contemplating going into, for a long time now, going into full-time ministry for kids. So I'm really excited to hear from Pastor Mark, because I really think he has a lot to share with us. Here's the mindset that we have, no? When you're listening to him, how do we get and how do we keep hundreds of volunteers at the same time? As campus missionaries, we are not responsible for just what we can do on our own. But if we can multiply our effort by having people around us, then we can make sure that the work can be done several times over because of our volunteers. So I'm really excited for what Mark has prepared. It's really simple and applicable. And we're going to have a time for question and answer and discussion with case studies after everything is discussed, no? So let's give Pastor Mark Tusa a round of applause.
Thank you, Pastor Joe. Yeah, I appreciate what Joe is doing. He's among campus workers natin, you know, making sure everybody's equipped. And so just a brief background. Okay, I got Pastor Joe asked me to, you know, talk about handling volunteers, no, about volunteer management. Yan yung nasa, huh? Wala pa? Naghang. Kasi sayang naman yung ano natin. Sige, siguro before I start, no? Sino dito, you know, when you entered as a campus missionary, or, you know, ngayon, staff na kayo kagad. Meron ba? Wala. You entered as a staff. I want to be a campus missionary. Staff ka na kagad. Meron ba? Oh, how many here you entered as a volunteer first? Yun, madami. You know, because the truth of the matter is, all of us, you know, became volunteer first before we entered into full-time ministry. So, I have, just give me a cue na lang, Rizal, no, kung okay yung okay na yung slide. So, every time I preach or teach, I require audience participation. Okay, if you agree from what I'm saying, I want you to nod your head. If you don't agree, okay, do like this. Wag lang ganun. Yes, no. Okay, so okay, what are the good experiences? Okay, as a volunteer, na naranasan ninyo or you know, good points nang nag-volunteer pa kayo. Meron ba mga ganun? O lahat bad? Diba, may iba kilala ko from doon niya na nahanap yung kanyang lifetime partner. Yun. Anyone? Edre, na nag-volunteer ka pa, ano yung mga good points no, na experience mo ron as a volunteer?
I guess one of the even until now, I would remember from the people who handled me as a volunteer, yung the way they would affirm me.
Affirmation.
If it's they really see the effort of the job, they would really talk to me and appreciate it. And at the same time, if kumesablay, they would really tell me in a really good way and for me to improve. So I guess that's one of the things that I would even until now I take.
Okay, anyone else? Mar? Ah, sige, ikaw.
I guess Francis. Yung ano, yung sense of fulfillment na you're a part of something, especially if it, for example, it's an event or kids' church class, you know, and after the end of the day, you see na you've done something and you're part of the group that did that.
Okay, fulfillment. You are part of something big. Anyone? I'll say it, Mark.
You've been given the trust and the opportunity to grow.
Trust. Grow. Grow
spiritually.
Ang iba, grow.
Hindi physically, ah.
Physically.
Kasama na rin yung kasi kung sa setup. Grow physically.
So, trust. Okay, growth. Sa side naman na to. Ay, dito. Side na to. Kasi, Jay.
Ako, I remember when I used to be a volunteer in kids' church. They always cast the vision. Kung bakit ba natin ginagawa to.
Okay, vision casting. Kasi, para hindi lang malito yun, ano? Yes, David.
Sa akin, ano? Food tsaka fellowship.
Yun. Pag walang food, walang hindi victory yun. Okay, food. Fellowship. What else? One last. Relationship. But ibang level of relationships. From the abundance ba to? Okay, kung siyempre, kung may mga good experiences, kay meron ding mga bad experiences. Oh, narinig ko na yun. Burnout? What else? Julius.
Mishandled.
Frustrations. Bakit yun ang frustrate? What caused the frustration? Frustrations. Expectations, hindi na meet. What else?
Meron daw si Dar na sigawan daw ng pastor.
Na sigawan. Ano pa? Wala na, wala nang mga negative experiences.
Naubusan ng pagkain, David.
Offense. Nasigawan ng pastor, na-offend. Hindi ka nag-greet ng birthday mo? Birthday ko pa naman. Anong klaseng leader yan? Hindi ako gin-greet.
Hindi pinansin mo.
Okay, anyone else? One last. Dito sa bagong dating. Glenn. Anything, any bad experiences? As a volunteer?
Hindi na ko yung mga sagot eh. Burnout, mishandled, frustrated. In relation to working with the staff or kahit sa volunteer.
Ikaw, as a volunteer.
Ano, hindi sumipot yung mga ka-teammates mo tapos ikaw lang magtatrabaho. Sisa ka lang. Ushering ka, pick up mo lahat ng gamit. Mga ganun.
Ayan. Left alone?
Oo.
In all of this, you know, there are good experiences and you know, there were also bad experiences. You know, I was asked to teach about, can you flash the keynote? Okay, about volunteer management. But more than handling volunteers, more than managing our volunteers, what I want to teach to you guys is how to shepherd them. Shepherding your volunteers. Volunteer management, but more than that, it's really about shepherding your volunteers. Okay, as we start, let me just pray first. Father, we just commit you this time. We pray for your presence to be here. I pray for the mind of Christ to be upon us. And I pray, Father, that you'll open our minds, teach us new things today. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Nawawala ang signal. This is my first time to use the clicker. Do you just press this one?
No.
This one. Okay. Thank you, Joe. I have a ito pala yun. Okay, game. Ayan, okay. Tayo. Ito muna. Hawakan nyo na yung laptop, ha? Sige, Larry. I-press mo na lang, ha? Paki-play. Okay, set. So we'll just do it manually.
Yeah.
Okay, fast track a bit. Okay, next. Like what Joe said, I got born again in 1999. So when I got saved, I was invited to join the ushering ministry and then kids ministry. So from 1999 to next 2004. Okay, 2004 I graduated from School of World Missions. Hindi pa wala pang ano noon, yung School of Campus. So 9 months of training. So there's a total of 5 years next. Okay, 5 years of volunteerism. And then from 2004 to the present, that's 8 years of being full-time. That's a total of next 13 years of being with the volunteers. And here at the fort, we have 800 volunteers. Can we press the next? Okay, that's 800 volunteers. And 800 plus. Active, 757 to be exact. And the goal is not just recruiting them. The goal is how to keep them also. So later we'll be discussing more of that next. Now, who is more important? Your volunteers or the people that you are reaching out to or the lost? Okay, who is more important? Anyone? Francis. Sa tingin mo, sino mas importante? The volunteers or the lost? Or the people you're reaching out to? Volunteers? Bakit volunteers? Nabasa mo na. Tama. Kung hindi nyo nabasa yan, sa tingin nyo, sino mas importante?
Lost siguro.
You know, some people, they think it's the lost. Diba? Eh, kaya nga campus tayo, we want to reach out to the campuses. But wala ka naman volunteers. So it's very important that we understand that a very, you know, basic foundation is volunteers are more important. We are not saying that the lost or the campus students are not important, but mas importante yung volunteers. You know, every time Jesus would look at the crowd, he would cry and have compassion because they're like sheep, diba? Harassed without a shepherd. And all the more, he would regroup and focus on his disciples and train them. You know why? Because after 3 years, mawawala na siya. He would be entrusting to the disciples the task of reaching reaching out to the world. So if he focus more on the lost, hindi niya inilagaan yung disciples niya, who will reach out to the lost? So that is why our volunteers are more important. Okay, next. Now, in volunteer management, this is what we need to understand. Okay, the goal here is to increase the good experiences and to lessen the bad experiences. We cannot totally remove this. At one point, mayroon pa rin burnout, mayroon pa rin maka-experience itong mga to. But we need to lessen them. And we need to increase this one. So that's our objective. And for us to... Okay na. This one? Wala talaga to. So, the next, I think kailangan natin itindi, no, para makita natin yung how we relate. Okay, first part of the pie, for us to be effective in handling volunteers, okay, is you. And then, of course, there's the administrative side. And then there, of course, our volunteers. Now, let me talk about you first. Okay, bakit ba importante yung you? Ikaw. Okay, when we talk about you, we're talking about character and competence. Mababasa niyo ba? Character and competence. You know, in Psalm 78, verse 72, it says there, and David shepherded them with integrity of heart and with skillful hands he led them. Okay, integrity of heart talks about character. You either have it or you don't. And then, of course, skills. Okay, a good heart is not enough to bring your ministry to the next level. Okay, everyone has a heart. There's a sense of calling, but that is not enough Okay, I remember in our School of World Missions class, Pastor Junis Gosar was telling, you know, telling, sharing with us that there's a, you know, there's a church, pinlant natin, in one of the provinces, and then, you know, kasi early church pa lang tayo, no? Yung experience natin, hindi pa ganun kalaki. Then they appointed one of the locals to be the pastor. My heart, available, the sense of calling is there. But for some reason, after how many years, that church is not growing. Is it the fault of the senior pastor? Sabi ni pastor, hindi, it's not his fault. It's not that. Kulang lang talaga yung leadership niya eh. We need to put someone there who has leadership capabilities. And that is why we need to continue, you know, equipping ourselves. Character, we need to balance character and competence. Do you know what you are doing? Nakapakamot ka na lang sa ulo mo. Mahirap pala ito eh. So you need to, you know, people, they follow leaders who know what they're doing. And sometimes they get frustrated because their leaders doesn't know where to go. So competence, okay, character and competence, they are very important. The next is leadership by example. You need to lead by example. You need to model what your the attitude your volunteers want to have. Kung gusto niyo na maging passionate yung mga volunteers niyo, you need to model it to them. Okay, if you want them to be committed, you need to model it to them. You need to show them how you want things to be done. I remember when I was still in college, I was a marine officer. Nang trainees pa lang kami, sobra yung, you know, yung pahirap na pinapagawa sa amin. No? Sabi na, pagka kami na, it's our turn. Lagot yung next batch sa amin. And I remember one of my batchmates, talagang ano to, revenge to eh, no? Talagang, kung ano mga push-ups pinapagawa, sobrang dami. Eh, ang rule kasi doon, don't let them do push-ups na hindi mo kayang gawin. If you ask them to do 100 push-ups, you better make sure you can do 100 push-ups. Diba? Hindi yung, give me 1,000 push-ups! Ikaw hanggang 30 lang pala kaya mo. Diba? So, you know, don't let them do things ikaw mismo you're not willing to do. Diba? When you ask them to do, when you ask them to, you know, be excellent, tapos hindi ka excellent. Diba? You need to model it to them. You teach what you know, but you impart who you are. Meron ba mga ano rito? May mga parents na ba rito? Si ano? Oh, yung iba mukhang tatay lang, no? Si Mar. You know, our daughter, Maxine, there are things we don't teach to her. But she just, by observing us, ginagawa niya, no? She wants to read her Bible. I want my Bible. Kahit hindi niya naiintindihan minsan, no? Ganun-ganun lang. Tinikita niya kami, binabasa namin yung Bible. Nagugulat niya kami. Hindi natin tinuturuan to. Ha? Pero nakikita niya kasi. And sometimes, that's what we communicate to them. We say things, we teach what we know, but we impart who we are. Most of the things learned are caught, not taught. So, that's leadership by example. And thirdly, it says here, duplicate yourself or reproduce yourself. It is your job, okay? It is your job to raise someone to replace you. The moment you got on board, your job is to get someone to replace you. Not naman para palitan ka, no? At least you've raised a leader. Just in case. Just in case. You know, you get assigned to Timbuktu or somewhere else or, you know, a shift of career. Magiging lead pastor ka na. Or whatever role. At least you already have someone na na-train mo. You were able to duplicate yourself. Hindi yung, aalis na ako, kinausap ako ng senior pastor ko, I'll be a lead pastor now. Okay, what's our timetable? Okay, 6 months. Okay, let me find someone in 6 months to raise up someone. Okay, hindi, that is not the way we do things. Kawawa yung sarili raise up mo. Instead of you know, putting a platform where he will succeed, you're setting up him for failure. Because you're trying to pass everything to him in 6 months. So you need to, as early as now, diba, who are you raising up? You know, we have a saying in kids ministry, who's next in line? Who are you raising up? Because we are in an apostolic movement. Pagising mo na lang, diba? Biglang, uy, iba na pala assignment mo. Diba? Ganon tayo kabilis eh. But the question is, who are you mentoring? Diba? Are you reproducing yourself? Are you? I remember before I became a full timer, I used to be in business, okay, networking. Yun yung bread and butter ko nun. And for us to earn money, the goal is I need to duplicate myself. I need to reproduce. The more people I raise up doing what I'm doing, doing seminars, training people, raising up leaders, the better for me. And until now, that's my culture. When I was asked to go to Alabang to help them, you know, fix their kids' ministry and head the ministry, the first thing I did was, Lord, give me a leader who I will raise up. Pero yung mindset ko hindi yung mga 6 months lang ako rito, alis na ako rito, mas may na-raise na ako. My mindset when I was there, I'll be here forever. I'm not thinking of the timeline. I'm here forever and I'm gonna raise up someone. And when the time came, I was asked to come back here at the fort. Meron na akong isang na-raise up doon. Na hindi siya yung, oh bro, kasi pinapabalik na ako doon, oh, ito yung timeline natin. Naka-ready na yon. And malalim din, naka-layer kami. Ang mindset ko, what if we plant a church in Muntinlupa, do we have someone who will take that place? So lagi kong kinakast yun sa mga leaders. So malalim, meron kaming layers of people that we can assign just in case. We will do a church plant and we need someone to head that ministry. Can we have someone? So are you reproducing yourselves? If I'm going to ask you right now, do you have someone who you are mentoring, raising up to take your place one day? And I hope you guys meron kayo. Okay, so that's the you part. And then the admin part. Okay, and sometimes we neglect this part. This part is very important aspect of handling volunteers. Okay, the administrative side. The systems and processes in yung admin support natin. No? And you know, I'm sure Lifebox already, you know, may sariling system na yan. And you know, processes. But I hope in your local setting, you have your own systems also and processes. Okay, if there's a new volunteer, what do you do with that? Okay, an example of a system that we implemented here is the volunteer track. There's an orientation, screening, training, OJT, just to make sure once they start helping, alam nila. Diba? So we have a clear discipleship track. Okay, it's a system we put. There's a process. The reason why we need to put, the bigger we get, all the more we need to put systems and, you know, processes. I'm sure you've heard this countless of times. We are not a boat anymore. We are a battleship. And all the more you need to put those in place, the structure. Because without those structure, volunteers will end up frustrated. Okay, so very important yan, systems and processes. And then, yes.
Mark, could you give us an example? Like what kinds of systems are wrote down in here? Do I need a system even when we're still small? So, kunyari, starting up my campus ministry, when do you know how much of a system you need to put in?
Well, at least at basic, mayroon mga basic na you guys need to have as when you recruit, mga foundations or basics, but ano mangyayari pagka may the system you're creating is not for the current number of people that you have, but for the people that will be coming in. And you know the how would you know kung ano yung kailangan nyo lang? At least meron kayong clear lang sa mga tao, if I volunteer, ito yung path na pupuntahan ko. And along the way, you will see as you grow, you will begin to see this system is not working anymore. We need to upgrade it. The system that we have here at the fort, hindi ito yung bigla na lang natutulog ako, no? Bigla ako na Jerry Maguire and started putting the system. We started small system, and as we go along, we keep on tweaking it, adjusting it, adding some things, removing some stuff. So you can go along the way also. Now the advantage of starting small and you coming in a small scale, you can afford to have someone with a leadership level na mababa rin. He can grow with the ministry. But if you're coming from, let's say, Ortigas, Alabang, na medyo malaki na, as papasok doon, medyo newbie, yung leadership level, mababa, kakainin siya ng system doon eh. Kailangan niyang mag-grow kagad. I remember Pastor Paolo, when he entered the ministry, sabi niya kay Pastor Steve, I don't have any background. The only kids ministry background na meron ako is my son Nathan. That's it. That time, pwede pa yun. Kasi nag-start pa rin yung kids ministry yun eh. Diba? He can grow with the kids in the ministry. I told Pastor Paolo, that is not applicable now. We cannot get someone who doesn't have any knowledge about this. Eh, yung kids ministry organization natin nandito. And you got someone na medyo mababa. Baka makita niya kagad si Jesus. Hindi na siya tatanda. Diba? Sa, paano ba ito? So kailangan yung medyo mataas din. So if it's a small church, medyo makakinga ka ng konti, at least you grow with the ministry. Pero pag, if you're coming in and there's a system already, you need to have at least the competence level. The reason why you guys are here, because you are being trained so that your competence level will go up and you know a notch higher. So I hope that that helps. At least clear that there's a truck. Oh, where? Yes. So that's a. And then how will they be equipped? So that's part of the process. Forms. They need to fill up. You know, forms. Kasi kami naka-database lahat ng volunteers eh. And pinipicturean din namin yung mga volunteers namin. Para pag may nangyari. Si ganito, sino ba yan? I want to see who that person is. Aha, may mugshot kami. Oh, if you go to our office there, meron kaming leaders on duty. So every time there's a complaint, I know sino yung leader naka-assign, who is the admin, and who's the worship leader. Every service. So pinapalitan lang yun, naka-magnet yun. Pinapalitan na namin every Sunday yun. Meron kami sa primary and preteens, and then when you go to the ground floor in the playroom area, andun din yung mga preschool leaders. So I'll just visit them. Of course, you know, my level of spirituality is not yet omnipresent, so I cannot be in the all of the services. Maybe, you know, pag andun yung level of spirituality ko, pero ngayon wala pa ako sa ganun, no? So I cannot go to every service. And I have a family also. Diba, gusto rin ako makita ng mga anak ko. So, hindi ko mapupuntahan lahat ng services. But at least I know who the leader, the point person. So, there is a structure. And structure is very important. And sometimes, this is the part we neglect the most. Because we're excited to preach and make disciples. But we neglect this part. And yung mga admins ninyo, kumasakit yung ulong, gulo naman itong mga to. Wala sa ayos. Diba? So, you need to have, you know, an order. So, if you're doing an admin part, if that's your role, okay, you deserve a round of applause because you are a very important, you play a very important role, okay, in the team. So, systems and policies and then guidelines, policies and guidelines. For the longest time, you know, for how many years we don't have a written policy or guide and guidelines. Lahat na lang pasa-pasa. Di ba, alam mo yung hand, pinasa na lang. The problem with that, if you don't have a written policies and guidelines, the upcoming volunteers, hindi nila alam yun. Ah, sorry, kasi ganun pala yun. So, ikaw, ulitin mo na naman. So, what we did, you know, I sat down with all the kids' pastors for how many weeks we've, you know, tried to create our, and, you know, improve our teacher's handbook, and we included the policies and guidelines. An example of a policy and guideline, when you say policy, at least in our context in kids' ministry, a policy is something, kumbaga, it's a rule. Walang ano yun, kumbaga, no gray areas. Pag guidelines, ito yung medyo may grace. An example of this is, no taking of pictures and video inside the room, unless it's an official photographer. That's a policy. So, not even teachers are allowed to take pictures. We just included that as a safety precaution. When we attended the call to rescue seminar training, we included that because there are people, they will just go inside the room and take pictures. And with an incident, okay, in one of our church, okay, the kids' pastor was doing, I think, tithes and offering at that time. And there was a guy who went inside the class and started taking pictures. So after the tithes and offering, nakita ng kids' pastor na parang hindi naman to volunteer. Ah. Hindi rin naman to daddy. So pinuntahan niya. Sir, excuse me. We are not allowed to take pictures here. Tapos medyo nanindak pa eh, no? Wala akong pakialam. Parang, di ba kakilala? Hindi. Mas malaki pa yung church namin dito. Parang, I don't care. I want to see your cell phone. And true enough, in that cell phone are pictures of girls. Sando din yung picture din ng bata, no? Inside of the class. Could you please delete that? So we need, because of ano yung call to rescue, we've put that as a policy. No taking of pictures, no videoing. When you go to the States, they will get your camera, because that is not allowed. So we included that. So that's a policy. Kumbaga, walang grace, you don't extend grace. Pag hindi pwede, hindi pwede yun. Pag guideline, ito yung medyo may grace. An example of a guideline is, let's say, first-timer. Yung kapatid niya, let's say, sa pre-teens mag-a-attend. Siya sa, dito, sa 7 to 9 years old. Let's say, the brother is 12. So, hindi pa pwede dito yung 12 years old. Sa room na to, sa taas sila, sa pre-teens. But because it's a guideline, there are first-timers, we allow them to attend. But we explain to the parents, and the reason why we're allowing this is because it's the first time we don't want a kid to get uncomfortable, so we are allowing the brother to stay here. But next time, I hope you could prepare your younger child to be here alone. So it's a guideline, make grace. So at least clear lang. So pag walang hindi written yon, what will happen is, when new set of volunteers come in, you have to repeat it to them again. And most of the things I handle, my conflict management, talking to parents, it's because of that. Dahil hindi nila na, I'm sorry, you know, kasi hindi na umabot doon dahil bagong set of volunteers. So now, ginawa namin, all of the upcoming volunteers in the orientation part, we will explain the basic guidelines and policies so that they would understand. Yes. We gumawa kami ng handbook.
For volunteers?
Yes. We have a, kasi yung iba parang pasa-pasa na lang eh. ng dati pa, ito yung ginagawa natin. Kaya lang, hindi naman lahat ng bago na napapasok mo yung information na yun. Eh. And that's we see where we see the bug. Nagbabug down kami na, kaya pala, paulit na lang, ito yung ina-address naming issues because there's no written policies and guidelines. When we do an event, it's a guideline. Now we need, if there's a minor who will be joining, because we have volunteers who's 10 years old, 12, we make sure if they will be joining an event, they need to submit, we give them a waiver form. Kasi minsan, di ba, hindi alam ng magulang na, dito pala yung anak ko. And because the name of Victory is so, kumbaga, the trust level of the parents when they hear Victory, basta Victory, papayagan ko na yan. To the point, minsan pinapayagan wag to cut, not to attend class, to be absent in class, just to join the event. So we make sure that there's a letter. Because sometimes, kids use that as an excuse. We have an event there in the church. Okay, church pala, sige, go. Magdi-date pala. Diba? Or pupunta lang sa church, bababa dito, biglang pupunta na sa high street. Diba? So every time we have an event, we make sure we give out a waiver form or a letter to the parent, especially if it's minor. So that is part of the administrative side of the ministry. And then there's another thing, the job descriptions. Diba? Ito yun, mga hindi clear kasi. You don't know what you're doing. You have a job description because you're a full-timer. I think Alex Castillo helped you guys come up. But you need to have a job description for your volunteers also. Okay, let's talk about the normal youth service. We say that kids' ministry is a church within a church. And I think that's the same as well with the youth. The youth is a church within a church. Okay, ano yung mga volunteer roles na meron tayo in a youth service? Ushering, technical, music, creatives, admin. Alam man, lahat naman sila, alam nila yun. No? Pero, ano ba yung trabaho nun? Ano ba yung scope ng work na yun? And, every role, you need to put something that speaks of vision. Why is that role important? Hindi lang yung ito yung trabaho niyan. Bakit ba importante yan? I'll give you an example. Here in primary, sa 7 to 9 years old, we have balloons. If you're not paying attention, if you're not obeying the rules, you will pop a balloon. And we have 5 balloons. If all the balloons got popped, you don't have any KC box or take-home prize. Okay? So, in-explain namin sa volunteer, why your job is important? Because you keep this room, the classroom management, the pastor will not have a hard time, the preacher will not have a hard time preaching because you're there making sure the kids are quiet and paying attention. Or the doorkeeper, meron kaming doorkeeper. Because kids, they are like ninjas. Now you see them, now you don't. And the worst, kumbaga pinagpipray namin huwag mangyayari is mawalan kami ng bata. And I remember this kid, talaga naman, di ba? Nang nahanap namin siya, ba't ka ba nawala? Because I'm a ninja. Magtatago yan dito, bilang lulusot na lang sa di ba? So we have a doorkeeper. And we always tell that doorkeeper, you are very important in this team. You know why? If this kid goes out, dumating yung parents, hindi na mahanap, lagot ako. Kaya makinig ka sa akin, ha? Importante ka dito. Huwag mo mamaliitin yung trabaho mo. And I want to show you a video, of the ninja, to better illustrate what I'm, the point that I'm saying. Yeah, nakita niyo ba siya?
We are and the soul. Without the percussion section, the band doesn't move, doesn't come alive. We're the pulse. Without a pulse, you're dead. That's why we're the most important section of this band. Trumpets are the voice of the band. We are the melody. We are the player. Tumba the mon.
May bayad na pag inulit natin. Okay, we are the most important part of the band. And that is what we tell every time, every part of this ministry. You are the most important. Your role is the most important part of this team. Lahat important. And every time I'm in front, every volunteer orientation, you know what I always tell to the volunteers? Here in Victory, we only have two ministries. Kids ministry and others. I would always say. And they would all, yeah, ganyan sila reaction na magtatawa sila eh. Sasabihin ko na lang, because I'm the kids pastor. But if I'm the worship pastor, sasabihin ko, we are the best. Kumbaga, I want them to have that, they want to be proud of their part of that team. And no matter they think how menial that job is, that is the most important part. The registration, you are the most important, you are the frontliner parents, come here in front, and you are the first to greet them. Without the registration, we will be in chaos inside. You are very important. The PowerPoint guy, you are the most important part of this team, because if the preacher, di ba, pagpalpak yung PowerPoint, sira lahat ng punchlines. You are the important. So, lahat importante para sila, come on. Hindi yung, chop, pirap. Tagabantay lang ako ng ano eh. Di ba, tagabantay lang ako. Kailan ba ako magiging ano? So, they need to understand that you are important. Even how small that is important. So, that's the, you know, part of the job descriptions we tell them this is what expected of you, and this is why that role is important. So it's always a vision casting type. Okay, so job descriptions. And then, of course, the volunteer part. Okay, we'll be taking a break in a few... Okay, oh, tuloy ko na? Pwede ko rin ituloy. Sige. Okay, so... In the volunteer part, we'll be talking about recruitment and retention. Okay? How to recruit people into the team and how to retain them. Now, here's the principle in retaining people. Give them more reasons to stay than to quit. Give them more reasons to stay. Bakit ba ako magsistay dito? Why will I... Ba't ba mag-quit na lang ako? Give them more reasons to stay than to quit. And you know, in recruiting part, okay, there are different styles of recruiting. You know, recruiting. You can either fall in one of these. You can be a shotgun style, the way shotgun approach. Ito yung kakasa ka, apak, yung vision, tutok, boom, sino tamaan? Yun na yun. And we do this every year. Ano ito? Anong? Volunteer Sunday. Okay. Volunteer Sunday where the pastor will preach about volunteerism. Diba? It's a shotgun approach eh. Kakasa yun, yung pastor, i-aim sa congregation, kaboom! Kung sino tamaan ng vision, yun na yun. Diba? Mag-register. There's nothing wrong with that, at least. There's an opportunity for the congregation to hear about volunteerism and about different ministries. But what we always tell our teachers, yung mga sasali dyan, bonus na lang yun. Don't expect too much from that. The goal there is to create an awareness, an opportunity for them to volunteer, but do not bank on that. Yes, come on, ako malapit na mag-volunteer weekend! Woohoo! Dadami na naman tayo! So, but you don't bank on that. Bonus na lang yung mga pupunta ron. You know why? Here's the audience listening to the pastor. Come on, pastor. Come on, na-excite, di ba? Especially kung medyo magaling yung preacher. Na-encourage ng husto. Di ba, come on, talagang naging kating-kating na yun, I will join. Di ba, this ushering ministry, I will join kids ministry, I will join the youth ministry. Excited na, biglang, pag uwi sa bahay, what happens? Pagligo niya, all the motivation will go down the drain. Yun ang pansin nyo, pag tinawagan ninyo, kasi, busy ako eh. Napansin nyo ba yun? Pag tinawagan nyo na, pag tinawagan nyo, hindi na nagre-reply. Kasi nga, lahat ng motivation, pagligo niya, goes down the drain. Or minsan, naawa sa inyo, nahiya, kasi nga, isang linggo na akong pina-follow up nito. Sige na nga, papakita na nga ako. Hi, hello. The next week, wala na. Kailan nyo ulit siya makikita? Voluntary appreciation. I volunteered! Woohoo! Nagpakita lang, volunteer na. Napansin nyo ba yun? Ganun talaga pag shotgun approach. Di ba? Hindi yan lasting. That is why, for how many years of handing volunteers and doing that, sinasabi, kasi minsan na-excite yung mga team leaders, di ba? Oh yes, kulang na kulang kami. Sinasabi namin, don't bank on that. If you want your group to grow, okay, there's another way of doing it. Another way of doing it is the MMA approach. Ito yung mga binraso, bina-blackmail, pag hindi ka nag-join sa ministry namin, I will block all your secrets. Diba, sino rito na binraso lang kayo? Pinilit kayo to join the ministry? O ako lang yun? Oh, a different ministry. Diba, at some point, lahat tayo, binraso, pinilit, ginrapol, diba, chinook, join us. Lahat kami nandito, ikaw lang hindi kasali, KJ ka. So, the MMA approach. And at some point, that works also. Ganyan ang ginawa sa akin, binraso ako ni Pastor Noel Nanez eh. May ko, kids, I hate kids, I don't like mga magugulo. Pero na-choke niya ako, so I joined. And if that's okay also. Okay? Brasuhan na. Especially, you know, desperate measures requires desperate solutions. The desperate situation is quite desperate. Ano yan, kumbaga minsan, and a lot of people join the ministry for a lot of reasons. Yung iba, nandun yung crush nila. Ay, nandun siya. Oh, sige, sali rin ako. Yeah. Yung iba naman, nabraso. But the goal is, as he joined the ministry, as the, you know, as the leader keep on harping the vision, eventually the vision will just sink in also. But there's a better way of recruiting. And that is recruiting like Jesus. Yeah. Christocentric to, bro. Christocentric. Okay. Now, guys, listen up. Okay, there are principles that we can learn how Jesus drafted his team. Meron siyang ginawa that we can learn from. And sometimes, you just overlook those principles. Okay, now what can I stop here na?